As he reaffirmed the importance of combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related intolerance in all its forms and manifestations. We thank the Chair Rapporteur of the Ad Hoc Committee on the Elaboration of Complementary Standards, Ambassador Kadra Hassan, for her report on the 13th session. The OIC renews its support to the committee's mandate. The early finalization of additional protocol would help to bridge the existing legal and regulatory gaps in strengthening the international human rights architecture and combating all forms of contemporary racism, including Islamophobia. Considering current alarming trends of religiously motivated hatred, including public and deliberate burning of the Holy Quran and states' inadequate response, this mandate has become more relevant. We suggest the Chair Rapporteur to present the Chair's text as initial draft for textual negotiations. Unfortunately, the meaningful progress in negotiations, despite passage of 16 years, remain elusive due to states' reluctance to recognize the gravity of the challenge in this thematic area. At the same time, the lack of progress does not absolve states from their existing obligations to prevent and prosecute acts of religious hatred pursuant to ICCPR and ICERD. The OIC is gravely concerned over systematic targeting of individuals on the basis of their religion or belief. We unequivocally condemn the practice of insulting Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and other religion, including desecrating sacred books and religious places. The recurrent instances of desecration of the Holy Quran, ban on wearing facial veils, misuse of national security measures, and stigmatization of Muslims and African migrant communities are ugly manifestations of contemporary form of racism. The OIC values the importance of right to freedom of opinion and expression. However, we remain of the firm view that freedom of opinion and expression does not grant a license to hate speech, deliberate ridicule, or willful insult of other people's religion, sacred books, as well as religious places and personalities. These rights must be exercised in line with stipulated responsibilities and duties. We call on the High Commissioner and Special Procedures to speak out against troubling instances of religious hatred. We also reiterate our call on the international community to take meaningful legislative and administrative steps to prevent the growing plague of racism in all its contemporary forms and manifestations. Thank you.
Thank you. And now I give the floor to the